Nolte, blacklister Brie Larson not sure she'll see Johnny Depp movie. By John Nolte on May 16, 2023. If you want to see what fascism looks like, followed by cowardice in the face of fascism, get a load of how Brie Larson non-answered a question about the fully exonerated Johnny Depp. Depp's latest movie, Jean Du Barry, will open this year's Cannes Film Festival. Larson happens to be a festival juror this year, so what she sees matters. Nevertheless, she's still unsure if she will see Depp's new movie. Some Nazi who poses as a reporter asked Larson this week if she, a juror on the film festival and #MeToo advocate, would screen Depp's new movie. "You're asking me that?" asked Larson. "I'm sorry, I don't understand the correlation of why me specifically." When pressed, the Time's Up Harpy then said, "You'll see, I guess, if I will see it. And I don't know how I'll feel about it if I do." Larson is a festival juror, but she's not too sure if she'll see a movie playing at the festival. Do you see what's going on here? These vile McCarthyites are not angry because Johnny Depp abused his wife. They are angry because Johnny Depp was exonerated of abusing his ex-wife. They're bitter because a court found that Depp's ex-wife lied about him abusing her. And they're really bitter that Depp won $15 million from that same ex-wife. You see, it's not about truth or justice or anything other than scalps, other than ruining straight white guys. If the #MeToo movement were about justice, Johnny Depp would never have been blacklisted in the first place based only on the word of an ex-wife. At the very least, after the court exonerated him, a just movement would have welcomed him back with open arms and an apology. Watch Johnny Depp lawyer, the MeToo movement is for true survivors of abuse, not misheard. Instead, even after his lying ex-wife was ordered to pay him $15 million for defamation, reporters are looking to destroy his career by shaming the Cannes Film Festival for screening one of his movies. And why can't Brie Larson answer the question this way? "We don't blacklist art where I come from, especially when the person in question won a defamation suit against the woman who falsely accused him of what you still want to punish him for. So let me ask you a question. How many millions does a court have to award him before you let this go? You know, things weren't this bad during the McCarthy era. Back then, if you were exonerated, you were exonerated. Things never should have gotten to that point, but there was a way out. Johnny Depp proved in court he is innocent and was defamed. And these vile people still won't stop trying to destroy him." Watch the trailer for Jean Du Barry. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.